So as we do this practice, and I wanted to share from the retreat experience, I've been a student of the Utejaniya form of practice for about 10 years now. I met Utejaniya in 2005, and this was a great opportunity in this retreat, this wonderful retreat environment that you create for Bellingham Insight and wider people from wider communities, to put into practice this mindful self-compassion within the entire mindful awareness practice that's done all the time. And some of you may be familiar with the acronym RAIN. John was telling me that Heather teaches it quite often. How many of you are familiar with RAIN? Yeah, okay. So during the retreat, all of the teachers, I mean, Steve and Heather, they're only two teachers, emphasized the importance of recognizing, of being with awareness of what's arising. And I found a great quote by Ajahn Sumedho. Some of you might know him, an American monk in the Thai tradition in England. And his words are, awareness is your refuge. We talked about refuge on the retreat, but he's saying awareness itself, mindfulness itself, is your refuge. Awareness of the changingness of feelings. Awareness of attitudes, of moods, of material change, of emotional change. Stay with that, because it is a refuge that is indestructible. It is not something that changes. Awareness is not something that changes. It is a refuge you can trust in. When you are mindful, you are beginning to notice it's just like this. So that first piece of recognizing it's just like this, of being aware of what's happening and recognizing what's happening, is a really important practice, particularly in working with difficulties and the many opportunities that life brings to us to practice compassion for ourselves and for others in this life. So first we recognize, and then we allow. Heather was using it, and Steve just saying yes to what's happened. Just allowing what's happening to happen. I once had a particular condition that I went to a doctor for, and the doctor gave me some medicine, and I took the medicine, and then I started having a reaction to the medicine, and I went to the doctor and described the reaction that I was having with the medicine, and her response was, "That's not supposed to happen." And I remember sitting there saying, "Well, but I'm telling you, it is happening. Maybe it's not supposed to happen, but it is happening." And it's been a wonderful point of a touchstone for me, because often I say to myself, this isn't supposed to happen. It's not supposed to be happening like this. And yet, that's what it is. And that's a wonderful, as I said, touchstone for me around allowing, of just opening to what actually has happened. So that's the recognizing of RAIN, the allowing in RAIN, and then the inquiring into the situation with interest and inquiry. What's going on here? I think there are a couple, so people had some questions that Steve had suggested. What were the two? Did you have two, John? Steve, two questions that Steve, I think.
What would regard to have to do with overwhelming emotions?
Yeah, somebody just mentioned them earlier. Do you remember a couple of them?
Yeah, it was, am I here now?
Mira, you were saying, am I here now?
And is awareness happening?
And is awareness happening, yeah. So that way to inquire, to have interest in that present moment, am I here now? You know, that has no judgment in it. It It's just a question. And am I here now? And what is happening?
Is awareness happening?
Mm-hmm. And then I remember we were talking about when something really difficult is happening, and you've seen all of the aspects of the difficulty that's happening. Then can you ask what else is happening that I haven't noticed yet? To be able to inquire into what's going on with interest and with some degree of equanimity. And then the fourth part is to recognize that what's going on, it's the N of R-A-I-N, is to recognize that what's going on is nature, it's natural. And those are words for Dhamma. It's just Dhamma. It's just Dhamma arising. It's just the way things are. So I wanted to tell you about an experience I had on the retreat that was very powerful, which I had a whole story come up around a situation that brought up really strong anger for me. And, you know, I think it was about the fourth day of the retreat. And so you're pretty concentrated by that point. And the anger came up so strongly that it got all my attention. And I could recognize it, and I was allowing it. And because of this work with awareness, like Ajahn Sumedho says, to let the awareness be your refuge. And that was what I was taking from the Utejaniya, was to just be with the awareness of this anger. And the more I could be with the awareness of the anger, I could see that the awareness had a cool, quiet quality to it. Even though the anger was doing all of this, the awareness was just aware. It was, in many ways, a refuge. And as I stayed with it, the story unfolded until it really peaked. I mean, there was quite a strong peak of, you know, I had four-letter expletive words going through my mind and all kinds of scenarios. And then it just, I have never had an experience like this, you know, however many years I've been practicing, where it went whoo like that. And it just felt like the fire went out. And there would be this little tiny trickle of of the story, but it would just be no more. There's just no, it's done. It's just done. And so there was a real, you know, and at that time I sat in my cabin and I had my hand, you know, and I actually do both hands. And so there was just this just being with it, and what else is there? And then, whoa. And it wasn't there anymore. And then as the story came back, and there was discussion on the retreat about recurring stories, and that was in the open forum, I realized that there needs to be a next step. And this is the compassionate action step. So I've worked through it, I've felt the compassion for myself, but then there's an important next step that I need to take, and that is to communicate with the person who brought about the situation where the anger arose from me. And because now I've worked on this stuff in here, it feels like I can have that conversation in a way that doesn't have blame in it towards the other person, because it's just done its course. So this investigation of what we do here, the rain that we do as we're sitting in meditation, has very practical applications that then we can go towards the next compassionate step in the world towards others. The last piece of the mindful self-compassion work is also recognizing that in whatever one has worked through, and in my case it was the anger, also there's a need for the recognition of what's called the common humanity of that experience. And because when we're in the midst of a story that has really hooked us and narrowed the vision, the opening to the common humanity is an extremely important part. And not only opening to the story from within me and within, you know, in this case it was a question of two people, but then opening to the reality of how many human beings on this planet have experienced this kind of sadness, this kind of disappointment, this kind of disrespect, this kind of inappropriate comment that, you know, was meant in one way and was really quite hurtful. So this opening to the common humanity is a way of, it's a way of not identifying, it's a way of working with the end of rain so that we don't stay in a narrow focus of the situation, but rather open out to the common humanity. The common humanity of how many times have I said something stupid? How many times have I said something that, you know, was, I thought was smart and ended up being hurtful? To move to that broader picture is really an important piece. And the really important thread of this is to remind ourselves, I am not alone. You are not alone. We are not alone in this human journey. So to encapsulate the three important pieces from the mindful self-compassion work that I think dovetail very nicely with RAIN and with our mindfulness practice, is this importance of being with, of opening to, of touching the pain, of touching whatever sadness, difficulty there is, the importance of then opening to it and letting it speak to you in whatever ways are possible without our, you know, I was saying earlier what Heather had offered was, you know, can we give it space? Can we give something space? Giving space is kindness. Can we be interested in, can we listen to whatever it is that's arising in a way that is kind? And then can we open to the common humanity of it? And then move towards